Ladies and gentlemen, we have a massive announcement.
We are launching our own golf apparel line. Polos, Q-zips, hats, and more. Breezy Golf, coming November 23rd. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Happy to have you. Hope you're happy to have us. This is another edition. Bob the Sports Podcast. You got Giuseppe to my right. Can't miss the guy. You got the Jet to my left. And then at the tail end there, the one, the only, that is Fat Perez that you're looking at. We are at Chevy Chase Country Club.
Chevy!
Which is one of the best kept secrets in California. Not many people know about it. Maybe now it'll be a little bit different.
Yeah, you kind of showed your hand here.
Yep, that's right. That's right.
I actually almost killed a man here.
You almost killed the member that brought it. Was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Not for him, but for me. It was Jet hit the team, or did he hit the?
He was up there.
He absolutely skull fucked a wedge into a tee marker.
Into a marker,
and it fired backwards and missed our host's head by about 6 inches.
Yeah, and then
went across the street.
He turned to me. He's like,
"I'm
done."
To that. I know what skulling a wedge.
It was right before the foreplay match. It was the day before we were flying out.
So we were training.
Nice little practice round in, and had to buy a new tee marker.
With a homicide.
I almost killed him. It was bad.
I mean, he would have died.
What was your reaction?
Well, they were
like
all
he saw a ghost. He was
yeah,
so
but the guy he didn't care. I was like, I am sorry.
I'm hackling.
And then Bob and Perez
Bob
were like laughing their asses
anything
off.
Anything better? Whenever something bad happens,
he loves
Bob's
that
initial reaction is just to start howling laughing. I'm like, dude, you know, get a little help here. Like, you would be the worst poker player in America.
Bob loves
cannot
chaos.
Hold or contain yourself.
I think you would have held it together if it actually did strike him and kill him.
Yeah, well, I don't
think you would have laughed. Maybe.
No, he would have laughed. He would have laughed, and then he'd be like, "Oh, this is serious." Like,
to be honest,
Bob does not know how to hold it together.
Well, he loves
something that happens. He just
but he knows good content when it happens. You know what I mean? Like that's good content.
He wasn't
so
filming it.
I'm saying, I think he was, but he was so cool about it. The member, he's just like, yeah man, that's Chevy. That's what he said.
He also too, same guy, great guy. He gave me a weed gummy and I was like, man, that looks like a powerful gummy. I was like, you think I'm going to be all right? He's like, yeah, man. Like, what did he say, Chris? Like, you'll be fine.
He's like, man, I do this all the time. Like, don't worry about it. And you're like, am I going to have, like, trouble driving? He's like, nah, man.
He's
like, I had two of them earlier. He would drive just fine.
Yeah. And then Perez had to drive my car home. I was so high. It was
no,
crazy.
I tell you, the thing with Chevy now is this has become our challenge course.
Yes.
So we've done now the hot dog challenge here.
Hot dog challenge.
We've done the hot ones challenge here. And then did we do one more? Or is that the two that we've done?
We did a couple of chasing pars.
No, but I'm saying challenges. We did the two there, the two here. Now we're doing another one today. It's going to be a drinking challenge.
I think that's it.
And they just kind of let us do our thing. And you know what? If it was a regular course, I think we'd be shunned because, you know, it's like... When we get blasted or like the hot dog one, we're drinking milk in the middle of the fairway. Imagine waiting behind us.
Yeah.
They kind of just clear the field. And
how about when you threw up on the tee box? That's something to consider,
you
too.
You love bringing that back up. I mean, you threw up as well, by the way. You threw up multiple times all over the side of the course.
Absolutely did.
There's remnants of you everywhere.
I'm saying, how many places can you throw
up
on?
No, that's what I'm saying. God bless these people because they allow us to do our challenges uninterrupted and... yeah, we got another big one today.
Cutsy, I'll give you $10 if you can name the PGA pro that grew up at this course.
You should get this.
Let's call him Morikawa.
There you go.
$10.
There we go.
All right. That's a US 10
we also would have
legal
accepted.
Tender.
Yeah, we would have accepted Xander Schauffele as well.
Xander Schauffele is known to every course.
He's got
in
50
California.
Home courses. Yeah.
And Max Homa would have been also acceptable.
It's unbelievable how anywhere you go, even in San Diego, like, this is Schauffele's home course. He grew up here as a kid. It's like, man, we heard that about the last 30 courses that we've been in.
We were at Del Mar when we did the
Fireball
Challenge. And we knew that Schauffele was a member, I think. And we saw someone one or two holes behind us. And we were blasted at this point, Perez.
Yeah,
but we were convinced it was Xander Schauffele. And it turned out it was Marshall Faulk.
Yeah, that was one.
How does that happen?
We were blasted. Fireball. That was a fireball challenge. And we waited. And I think they caught up to us. And the guy was looking at us. And we were losing it. And the guy just looked at us like, who the fuck are these guys?
Yeah, that was bad.
Do you remember after that, like a couple days later, we were watching, or I was watching like NFL Network, and Marshall Faulk is like an analyst, and it was during the Bills, it was during the playoff game, and he's sitting there like analyzing the game, talking about it as if he watched it, and I was like, bro, you were a hole behind us during that game. I was like, I saw
Never
you.
Never mind, when he was playing during the round, it was the Rams versus Bucks game, and I thought, you know, it's a big game for the Rams. I'm like, you know, you think Marshall would be supporting the team, watching the game.
That's so bad. Was, it's not
he
even
was watching
close.
Us on the fucking fairway, hammered.
He left his fandom in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Perhaps he did.
I will say that was a rough one. Now we got another challenge today, and we're going to get into what that's going to be. I think we, as it stands, the Hot Ones challenge was bad. It wasn't brutal. I think we could both agree, Joe, that, I mean, even just from you watching it, Jet, by far, I think the hardest one to date has been the hot dog one.
The hot dog one was grueling as hell.
Yeah.
the beer one was surprisingly not easy because I don't drink a lot of beer, so I was super bloated. I'd say in terms of, you know, in terms of challenging, I'd say the hot dog one was by far the hardest. Then I'd say the beer one, then the fireball challenge, even though we were hammered. It wasn't hard putting back those
It was going
shots.
Down well.
And then the last one, the hot ones, was by far the easiest. So Perez, I think, has so far done one with us. Today will be another one. But I like the food challenges. I think we need to incorporate more of those because it's just something you just don't see anywhere.
Yeah, but Jet said to me the other day, which is so true, the fact that we haven't done a drinking challenge with Fat Perez is criminal. So like
it's a bit of a mess.
A lot changes today.
Yeah, and that changes today. Today we are going to be doing something very interesting. The wheel of trust, do you like to call it, ticket?
The wheel is just.
The wheel is just.
I don't know if that's a saying or
so,
a title.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a wheel, and we have five different options. We have tequila. We have Smirnoff.
Smirnoff Ice.
We have Moonshine.
That's true.
Which is a very, very interesting wrench that we're throwing in there.
And we got some suds.
And then we got the beer, and then we actually added a Yoo-hoo one. So there is a chance that we're going to be spinning the wheel, nine holes. Now, something that we need to talk about is what our number is that we're going to like to break on the challenges. We always do the scramble, so we need a collective number as a unit that we have to break as part of the challenge.
Here it should be par.
Way better than par.
Yeah, I think it should be better than that.
Better than par?
I almost think
we're going to be hammered, though.
We will.
No.
What if we get three shots of moonshine in the first three holes?
That's fine. It's still a drink. A drink's a drink.
That is not correct. A drink is not
a drink.
It is correct
drink.
If you think
I
about
mean,
it.
I mean, technically, a drink is a drink, but the some drinks are more than just drinks.
No, a shot's the same as beer. One shot beer is the same as a shot.
I don't know about
no,
that.
No.
Are you guys?
I don't know if I agree with that.
Are you guys going
to
do this right now?
I disagree as well with you.
Yeah,
you disagree
with
me. Yeah, that a shot is a beer.
If you're doing
that's
a shot
literally
of 80
how
proof moonshine compared to
I
red
think
beer,
a shot would
yes, no,
be,
would hit a heart.
It's the same drink. It's one drink.
But I think I would get way drunker off four shots than four beers.
No, you would not.
80 proof moonshine is not the same as a 15% beer.
Am I right? Well, 15%.
Well, the moonshine
beer.
Definitely.
Take it, I mean, we should ask Tiggs.
No,
the
it's moon. Okay.
I knew that.
Look it up.
No, I'm not gonna.
A shot.
Well,
shot,
but you're disregarding the moonshine, right? Because
no,
moonshine
it's proof.
In alcohol content.
It's legal moonshine. It's legal moonshine.
I can't find it.
80 proof.
80 proof, 80 proof is high.
No, it's the same. That's the same as vodka. It's the same as bourbon.
This is a wild concept.
It's a wild take.
Are you guys crazy?
What do you think,
Perez?
Have you guys not learned
this
before?
This is a wild take,
yeah.
Perez. There's
well,
no
you're
fucking
me,
way, Perez.
You guys
one beer
are wrong.
Is the same as doing a shot of moonshine.
Perez, you mean to tell me that if you did four shots of moonshine,
80 proof, like a normal liquor,
that you are gonna be, you're not gonna be more drunk than if you drank four beers?
Well, Perez, no, that's 80 proof.
It's, and four glasses of wine. A shot, a glass of wine, and a beer are all, it's all one drink. Look it up. Look
that's
it up.
That's crazy to say.
Look it up.
There's just.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, I try, too, but I quit.
I feel like the shots are going to hit differently for you, too.
Yeah, I understand how you feel. I'm letting you know that that's not true.
Feel?
Yeah.
This is why I've never in my wildest dreams heard of it.
It's going to be interesting. Because
so regular vodka is 40 proof. 40%.
80% 40 proof. 80%.
No, this is 40%.
Yeah. No.
It's 40%.
40% and 80 proof.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes. 40% 80%.
But I think moonshine is 80%.
No chance.
Yeah.
They don't. They can't sell that. Maybe moonshine that you go buy out of a van in the mountains of Virginia. Yes. But well, you can't buy.
Do you have the bottle of the moonshine?
Not here.
It's in a mason jar.
It's probably 100 proof at worst, maybe 110, but you can't sell more than that. But okay.
Moonshine's got to be like 90% alcohol.
Yes, normal moonshine, yeah.
By the way, I feel like the Smirnoffs might not hit too. I mean,
Smirnoff is sweet. That's what it's sugar that'll fuck you up.
Yeah, it's almost going to give us a headache. No, by the end
here
of
it. Here we go. Alcoholproblemsandsolutions.org. It's .org, so you know it's true.
I've never trusted anything. I've been going to .com all my years.
Here you go. No. .org's.
Give me .com or don't give me nothing.
Here we go.
Cause he's a /.io, like .ca, yeah. Canada.
IEU.
Yeah.
For all our Australians.
A glass of dinner wine, a bottle of beer, and a shot of spirits are all equivalent in alcohol. Therefore, its standard drink is any of these. 12-ounce bottle or a can of regular beer, 5-ounce glass of dinner wine, and a shot, 1.5 ounces of 80-proof distilled spirits are all the same amount of alcohol.
I'm just going to have to disagree.
I cannot believe that you guys didn't know that.
I still would take a beer over a shot.
Well, look, how you feel and the science are two different things.
Is it possible that it's from the same amount of alcohol, but you can get more drunk?
Huh?
Is it possible that it's the same amount of alcohol, but you can get more drunk off? That doesn't make sense.
You would not be able to get more drunk off the same amount of
alcohol. So you're telling me if you take 10 shots of something or 10 beers, you're going to get the same exact amount of drunk?
Correct. But your ability to take the time frame that your ability to take 10 shots in is smaller.
Wait, say that last part one more time.
You're going to be able to take 10 shots in a smaller amount of time and drink 10 beers.
Okay, now
so if you take 10 shots over the same amount period that you drank 10 beers, it's the same.
It's a quantity versus quantity kind of case we're going at here.
Yeah, it's a quality.
By the way, this is wild.
It's qualitative data.
And these ones were going to be really...
Is that fixed cost?
It's fixed cost. Variable, too.
We have the one Yoo-Hoo, but I do think... I almost feel like the moonshine's going to taste so bad that the moonshine will be the hardest.
I might drink the moonshine and chase it with Yoo-Hoo.
You know what we should add?
That sounds disgusting.
You know what we should add as a sixth is the shot of moonshine is one... But to eat one of the peaches in the moonshine is another item on the wheel.
It's a peached-based
Yeah, there's a bunch
moonshine.
Of peaches in there that have soaked up. Yeah. So one of the wheel things
Oh, it's like the worms in mezcal?
Correct. Exactly. But it's a peach.
And the guy made sure that I didn't shake it at the
liquor
store.
Yeah, he made
it
very clear about
that. Yeah.
So I think that's one. I think that's our sixth thing on the wheel.
Okay, so then if you have more, no. If you do the moonshine, you do the shot, and you eat a peach.
And eat the peach.
Yes.
All right.
So is that the deal with the moonshine?
It's a double whammy. And you know what I think we do is if you don't want to do one, you have to double up on another one.
I don't think you can back off.
All right.
I mean, you're almost doing yourself a disservice by not just gutting through.
Just do it. I don't like tequila at all, but I'll do it.
Yes, I love tequila. You know what I mean? Tequila, I don't.
Can't do tequila.
For tequilas, I don't get hangovers. If they are, like, it's just not as bad. I could still wake up and work out after a night on tequila.
Unfortunately, I don't think I'm going to find
beer, anything else? Yeah, tequilas don't give me... I think that... I don't know if I got it from a .org, but I think that's
Yeah,
actually,
I was going to say, well,
you know,
there's
Bob,
nothing
.org
about that.
What's going to happen here is you're going to be mixing all sorts of shit with sugar and then hard alcohol and beer. So I don't think, you probably will be hungover.
Oh, 100% with all the different stuff. The only thing is maybe do we take off the Smirnoff since it's not going to hit? I mean, we will be pretty banged up,
We have to keep the Smirnoff.
No, and the Smirnoff, you got to chug it.
Yeah,
you gotta
get on the knee, yeah.
Like you just
it's
ice.
Smirnoff ice?
Yeah,
Smirnoff
like you got ice.
But that's not bad at all.
Well, that's not fun. It's
Are they
not
cold?
Great. They're cold. We got to put them on.
Ice is like good.
I'll tell you what's
Smirnoff
not cold
ice.
Is the beer.
I'll pop a few of those.
You're sick.
Jet, we'll see. I used to drink those all the time.
You're sick.
Smirnoff ice?
You just drink them casually.
Jet, are you going to do the challenge?
Jet, you want to do the challenge?
He has like hydration.
You got to drive.
You're sick. No, yeah, I got to drive you guys home.
I kind of wish Jet was driving.
But by the way, we should get me in on the drinking challenge at some point. It'll be a good time.
I think we should get Jet in on the drinking challenge.
Let me tell you something.
I'll just Uber home.
When Jet commits to drinking, he can really, really go.
We had a day.
That's a fun Jet. When you get a Jet comes out and says, let's get after it, let's get hammered.
Atlanta
like,
Jet,
it
Joey Hideaways.
Once every blue moon, so when it happens, it's like witnessing a solar eclipse. It's wonderful.
We did, you go to the Scotty Scheffler day. It was the most legendary day of all time.
Scotty Scheffler.
Me and Jeff put a absolute bag
on. Oh, that's when I had burns.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Did you hear this story?
He's a villain. You're a villain.
Yes, I remember.
You're a villain.
I did. I took burns before the tournament. It wasn't like I.
I know. I know. But we were battling,
and I didn't know you guys took. So here's the story. I bet before the tournament. I bet Sam Burns to win. I normally never hit these bets, but I somehow didn't even realize he was in contention. And the last day I was in DC, I started watching. I'm like, oh my god, he's in a playoff. Somehow he had worked his way back to tie Scottie Scheffler. So I text Bob. I'm like, we need Burns to hit bad because I'm going to make a bag if he does. And I had no idea that you and Bob were on Scheffler. So then all of a sudden Bob doesn't say anything and fucking Burns hits a bomb of a pot for a birdie to win. And I start texting you guys like crazy and Jet was furious.
We were on Scheffler and we were on like 20 shots.
Yes.
Wow.
It's when he started to where he started spiraling when we just decided to go shot for shot. And I mean, it was shot for shot. And I was like, holy shit, Jet's going to keep going and going and going. And I tried to keep up with him. I think I did okay. But it was a side of the Jet that I had never seen. And yeah, it was a
special Jet.
We should do a drinking challenge.
City boy.
That'll be a good time.
Yeah,
I'm in on that.
Did you say city boy?
City boy.
I think had we planned it right, it probably is a challenge. I would have loved to have you.
Yeah. We are now hiring a new videographer.
Yeah.
If you're too much in the market.
Is that true?
No, now that I'm on the drinking challenge.
We need to get Jet in on the challenges, I think.
I'm here. I'm ready. I'm down. I can like the ball.
You want the ball?
I want
because
the ball.
Because before, before we didn't have ticket. So like Jet had to film when we did like the hot dog challenge, when we did the beer and the fireball. But now that we have ticket, we could incorporate you into the challenge. You are our fourth.
Well, no, I mean, we've been getting it. We've been myself and Perez. Those are pretty solid against you guys.
Those are good.
It's good to get in the mix every once in a while. The problem is
I don't get
to play like I'm not good at golf. I know, but I don't play at all. Like the only times I play are in these videos. When I was playing like back in the day, I get shallow. I get Chevy. But I'm saying like I want to get up to where I can like play and like contribute is the word I've been looking for.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you've seen the video, but you made the putt to win the match.
I did. I carried a
little bit of a contribution.
Yeah, I mean, I carried Fat Prez as I always do.
I think too. If
you don't have the core strength to do that.
I think if you did that match again with foreplay, I feel like you'd have a lot more confidence going into the next
one. And I'd be talking a lot of shit.
Yeah, I feel like it would be a different. Not that the first Jet was bad. The first Jet was very good, but I do feel like your confidence would be a lot higher.
No, I'm looking forward to another match if that ever happens.
Well, they got a new
when it happens.
Me and Perez were talking about that, and we definitely think it is going to happen. They got a new member who is very good. Daniel Rappaport.
Yes.
And he's got a really we were watching their video last night.
He's a really good Twitter follow. We used to follow him for a while and then we hired Dan Rappaport and we're like, holy shit.
Rappaport from the NFL?
No.
He is related to Michael Rappaport. No, I don't know about that either. But
yeah. I was gonna say that's a shame.
Is that tribe?
Yes. I would assume so.
Oh, yes.
It's got to be tribe. Right?
Yeah. That's 100%. Which one? Dan Rappaport?
All of them.
I'd imagine they're all tribe.
Is Rappaport a tribe name?
Yes.
Did you grow up with any Rappaports?
I know a few, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
By the way, we could talk about Jet's been hiding the fact that he's in a softball league.
That's a good point.
He didn't tell anybody about it. Here's the thing.
I was asked to join.
My friends hit me up and they're like, we're playing softball. And they're like, you got to play. And not only do you have to play, you have to like run the league. Like you got to like be in charge of the team. Which like I'm not down for. But I took it on and I'm like, all right, like we'll have a good time and play softball. Because when we were in New York, we played softball every Sunday we played. It's just like a good time. You just go, you get hammered, you have a good time. The thing with you is that you're a clown.
Okay.
So
thank you.
You take everything and make it into a massive joke. So I know if it's like with your dad, you go to Jupiter and all of a sudden your dad is on stage for the world to see. And every once in a while, you just want to go play softball with no fucking cell phones around, no cameras, no clown show, and just have a good time.
But we had that dialogue, and I said that I would.
No,
really
you never committed
go,
to that.
Well,
you
I never, said I would get stuff here and there.
And it's not even for me. I understand you putting me out there, but like,
by the way,
the
Bob's
guys that I, we play with,
you yeah. need
I told,
person.
I said if we need a sub, I would hit Bob up for sure. But also next year, this was like a last second thing. Next season, I'll just like bring him in from the start.
Bring me in, you know, too. I'll fly out here for the game.
You Perez underratedly played softball with Broncos country. Let's ride.
Little League. We play softball.
What I love too is
baseball.
Jet makes the lineup, and it's classic Jet. Ugh. He makes the lineup, and he bats himself last.
Like, yeah, of course.
Because I don't think like classic
that's
Jet.
Respect.
But that's
a big old swing there.
No, Jet. So I used to be really solid. Now I'm washed up. But so I just hit myself last because it's just like, all right, like everybody have a good time.
Avoid, like,
yeah, you want to avoid like the guy who makes the lineup and hits himself fourth. He's nobody likes that.
I get that.
So yeah,
you could put yourself in the middle of the lineup.
Well, that would be fourth, but I didn't.
There's only eight players on the whole
Well, there's nine, so it'd be fourth
four
or fifth.
And a half.
But the point is, I don't, it's just like, we're just, that's what I'm saying. It's not, we're not there. I'm not there.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Tickets cracking that's up in the back. So, I'm not either fast asleep or he's cracking
no.
up
yeah.
at Quail.
We had the best episode of all time at Quail Lodge talking about the origins of Bob the Sports. It was like riveted. I was ready to like run through a fucking window and I look at Ticket and he's got the camera and he's like, passing out.
The guy was tired.
Like, bro, this is epic shit here. I didn't know if we were like, I was like, Bob, after I was like, am I wrong? I thought that was a banger episode, but Ticket was falling asleep. So I can't gauge right now if it's good or not.
It's pretty reasonable. He didn't care to hear about our origin stuff. He knows us all.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. I was there, but this is incredible.
I will say that pod might still be going if Ticket didn't fall asleep.
That's a good point. It'd be trending right now on YouTube.
I did tell Bob, I have to be honest.
What'd you tell him?
I told Bob when I found out about the softball thing, I said, Bob, I need you.
You told me.
To put a New York Yankees shirt on, a fake mustache, and a clipboard.
I
need you to go out there and start scouting Benjamin.
Jet
making notes
time,
and making
but that's
content.
The thing. It's just
and like going up to people and be like, who's that righty on the mound? It's like, he's got some stuff in him.
I just, the reason like why I would go, I would love to just see Jet hit a routine grounder to short and just see him just bust it out of the
that's
box.
I always will bust. So the thing is, it's the only last like competitive thing I, you know, do. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's the last, it's like old man Jewish softball is like what we live for. So it's like, it's just like, it's a good time, you know? But the point is, what I was saying was, it's not like super competitive. It's good enough to where you just, like, you hit yourself last, you just have a good time.
Yeah,
and
I do respect that. I do respect that move. And
I can't believe you're running the league.
I'm not running the league. These kids, my friends, who when I moved here, they lived here, and we played softball in New York. So they were like, they hit me up to play. And then they also didn't want the responsibility of making the lineup. So they're like, okay, you also make the lineup. So, yeah.
This would explain why you have no at all involvement in the fantasy league then.
Well, it doesn't explain that, but...
Because he has some... Bob, do we know who's running Jet's team?
Yeah, it's one of the Shickers. He has a buddy.
You have another
he's
Shicker?
Second,
no,
he's like
my
second
friend
in, place in our division.
I got,
yeah.
So here's
and he doesn't
thing.
Even know who he has
he
on
just,
his team.
And he just
I don't
kicked
play,
the shit out
yeah,
of me,
I'd be
by the way.
Kicked by, I don't...
Destroyed.
I cannot... I don't like playing... fantasy football because once I found out about like gambling on like games, I just quit fantasy football and now I'm retired. Now I'm retired from both, but
it's hard to get the same thrill of a fantasy league as you do of winning $1,000.
Yeah. And also I don't want to be that guy that's like, I'm rooting for the Bears as my team, but the guy playing the Bears needs 7 points,
yeah, I get
but
that.
I need
Bob
the kicker
that.
Who does
I'll
this.
I'll be like, Bob, let's take a prize picks. And we're going to go, this guy goes, well, actually you can't.
Right.
Carson Wentz. Because I'm facing him in fantasy football. I'm
bro,
it's fantasy football. You have a chance. This is a great pick to hit. Like Carson Wentz, you know, but if it's something bad, he'll do it. But if it was like the interception and he's against him, he'll be like, all right, let's put it. Yeah, I'm against him.
I bet against the team of the players that I'm playing against. So it's an all or nothing type Sunday to where, yeah, and that's.
But he would value winning the week in fantasy as much or not more as winning like $1,000.
That's crazy. And you'll never,
it makes no sense.
You'll never come out of that day completely satisfied. Whereas if you place two bets, you could win them both. With that, you're like, you have the bets and then you have your team and then you have the fantasy guys and you'll never have like a clean sweep.
I'm like you, hell with the fantasy point.
Yeah. But the thing with the fantasy, it's all of our friends. Right. It's our old crew. So it makes it fun because it's like a pride thing. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Ticket wants to beat me. I want to beat Ticket. Like, you know, it
makes
it fun.
Apparently is going to win the league. So I
wasn't,
know
I wasn't going, I wasn't going to miss out on that. Right, like I wanted to be part of the like we were making a thing, so I wanted to be. But that my knowledge, like I wanted to draft Brian Urlacher before I found out that you have to take full defense.
You have a cousin who runs it for you.
No, I have my friend in New York runs it, but I am the
same guy betting fourth in charge. Is the guy?
No, he's running the fantasy. He's back. He's back.
Go ahead, Bob.
Something I do want to touch on, and we talked about it a little bit before, but it's the most excited I think I've seen you with the video that, like, you know, it's you're very good about tempering our expectations of videos and, you know, what to expect. This is the most excited I've ever seen you for a video. We're doing it as a premiere. Max Homa drops tomorrow. I think we could all say this is probably the most excited I think we've been for a video where I really, really think this will be a big one. Also, the first video we've ever done that's 18 holes.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's going to be out by now that this comes out. I just think it's really good. It was a lot of fun. Even when we were filming it, I think everybody knew it's going to be a great video.
Yeah.
Just the stuff. I mean, we could probably even talk about it now because it'll be out for a week or more. It came to get like you couldn't write it better than how it ended. And yeah, I don't want to give it away just in case people haven't seen it. They can go watch it, but. It was just like everything came
off
perfectly.
Also, I think the best display of golf I've ever seen from Perez, by far.
Yeah,
like,
up there.
That's a big statement too.
The man stepped it the fuck up, and we needed it too. I mean, I think we all contributed, but Perez was just, you were hitting putts that were like 15, 20 footers and like dropping them.
Yeah, I don't like to lose, and Homa was playing his ass off, so. It was, we didn't have no, you know, it's one of those things where you're like, you're in the moment and you don't have a choice but to step up or you're going to get boat raced. And I was not going to let us get boat raced, really just to extend the video. I think that was my whole goal was sort of like the way he was playing. It was like, it's going to be really hard to beat this guy, but like, let's get to see how many holes that we can get to. And then, we got further along than I think, you know, anyone would have thought. And
it was unreal.
We had, you know.
You said yesterday, Perez, which is true, if you would have told us before that round that he was going to be one off from his personal record,
yeah,
I would have said that is going to be a 11-hole video at the absolute max.
I think on our normal day of what we've done with like 3-man scrambles on our videos and stuff like that. But now I think this video is going to be great. I'm glad that we're like doing the premiere thing kind of in the evening when, you know, everybody's around and not working. I think this is, you know. This is going to be, without a doubt, the best video that we've put out to date.
Better or worse than Micromania?
For those of you who haven't seen
Bob Sucks Dick.
Bob Sucks Dick. Bob the Sucks episode Dick. Of Bob Sucks Dick where he is the referee for Micromania Wrestling.
Oh.
Go back and watch it or don't. Depends on, you know.
The Homa video is a little better.
Could use the views.
And you know what they say.
Yes, it could.
The Homa video is better, and you know, you can't kill a man if he doesn't have hope.
That's a good point.
And, they had so much hope.
We had a lot of hope.
That's the best line ever. I don't know where he pulled that out of, but it was the best line ever.
I don't know about you guys, but there were times throughout the match when we were playing, it's like, I remember we were going to golf tournaments and trying to get his attention while he was walking down the fairway just to get him to acknowledge, to see if he knew who we were, because we wanted to do something with him. And then like halfway through the match, I'm like, this is wild that we're playing with this one of the best guys on tour. And not only that, he was unbelievable just to play with. So funny, so witty, so good in front of the camera. Like, I think maybe, you know, he had done the Foreplay Pod video before, so he kind of had an idea of what to expect. But like, there were times where I was just like, this is insane that we're playing this guy in a scramble. And like, I don't know if you guys felt like that at all, but I was just like, there are a couple times I was just like, this is insane.
Well, Prez walked with him in the
he was with him in the car too.
Yeah,
but I met him at the Wells Fargo earlier this year and walked 9 holes, practiced around with him, Damon, and Bo. So I kind of met him then, and that's kind of, you know, the first that we had interacted. And
remember,
hung out with Joe as caddy a good bit during that day. And then we ran into him again in
Memphis.
We ran into him the U.S. Open briefly, remember?
Yes.
We yelled out at him the U.S. Open.
That, and remember then, how excited I was? That was like, yeah, when we got some him speech.
Yep. And then we saw him in Memphis on one of the practice rounds days. We talked to him for a little bit. So, you know, we had kind of talked to him for, you know, that's the great thing about him and a lot of those guys and his contemporaries and his age is they're just guys, man. Like,
yeah,
true. They just happen to be really good at golf, but like, that's not who they are. They don't, that's not like, they don't view themselves as one of the best golfers in the world. They view themselves as just another dude that likes to hang out. And that comes through in the videos. That's why these guys are so likable. Like anybody that walks around and puts themselves in, you know, the world in the frame of what they do for a living and being great is not anybody wants to be around.
I agree.
Quite frankly. So.
But it's just, to me, it was like, because, you know, looking at, you know, we talked about Micromania, but you look at the early onset of Bob Does Sports, and then you look and you fast forward it, and we're playing, you know, a three-man scramble with him and even like some of the other guys we do. True. It's just, it's insane that it's getting to this point and that is becoming normal. Like now it's like, who's going to be the next guy that we get on tour? And it's like, okay, we can kind of pretty much, not that we have our pick of the litter, but we can kind of pretty much feel out that there's going to be a few guys we can grab.
I think it's a I think it'll be a good example for the other guys to see this video and see how much fun we have, how good of a match it is. And now it's not them taking a chance on what a video with us looks like. They can watch us and be like, okay, this is what it's all about.
So
it's not like just trust us, it's going to be fun. There's a tangible example of what our day together will be like.
You have one choice, one golfer that could be in a three-man scramble. And I'm not even talking like from a star power level. I'm just saying you can have one golfer. Who are you taking?
Tiger Woods.
Okay. Leaving Tiger.
Yeah. That's a clear answer. But leaving Tiger.
Yeah.
If I could have anybody aside.
And not just for views or whatever. Like, who do you want to go up against? Could be, he doesn't like have to be the big
or past.
Yeah, just no, a pro golfer could be a past
pro golfer. That's a really good question. I think I would probably go with. I'd like to do Justin Thomas.
It's a good one.
I think he's so good, man, and I think like he doesn't show a lot of his personality in terms of like when the FedEx Cup was there and he was going off. That was so cool to me. And I think we could get some really great stuff out of him. I think it could really open up and show who he is. But I think he'd be fun.
Yeah, I think I would go Spieth. I think Spieth.
I thought you were going to say Spieth Finau. Too.
Finau would be up there for sure. That would mean a lot. That'd be awesome because I just love the guy so much. But yeah, Finau. But I think Spieth would be so much fun. And, you know, we had the interactions with him, so there's a little.
I don't
something
think that that's
there.
Too far fetched, too, to be honest.
Who you got, Jet?
I'm thinking, Nick Watney.
We like.
I was gonna say I got. He's so our guy. I think Jordan
he gave
Spieth.
Us good love,
Jordan
Nick
Spieth,
Watney,
obviously, but I want Sahith Tagala.
Oh, by the way, I think that is a
because
definitive
he,
possibility.
Yeah.
He like shows cool. us love all the
he's
time.
He's cool.
Man.
He has personality. Like, I mean, I'm sure they all do, but he'd be great, I think. And he knows like what's going
on.
Like, he
commented
knows
on the post today that we did the trailer with Max Homa, and they said, you got to get Sahith on next.
Yeah, he'd be awesome. He'd be a lot of fun. He really
even
would.
His interaction with us in Memphis, he came right up to us and showed us a lot of love. He was telling us how he was mistaken because Tony Finau had just won the tournament before that Memphis tournament that they were playing. And he was telling us how the St. Jude's it was. And he was telling us how people were getting him mistaken for Tony Finau. And I was like,
yeah, he's making fun of him. He's like, yeah, Tony, you know.
But I appreciate the love.
When he was doing the pro am, he told us to come under the ropes, and we all just kind of froze. So we didn't know if he was being serious.
By the way,
so we all just kind of like stuck there. We didn't know
he walks. Know
if he had the authority
with some swagger.
Yeah, he does have swag.
He's got when he walks.
He's a wave. He's tall and he's like a little lanky,
and he's got swag coming down those fairways.
Waves run deep.
Yeah, waves run deep.
Who's your guy that you're bringing out if you have to? Maybe Pat Perez?
I was just thinking. Or is that just because of the allure? Yeah, I think that's easy, but like not easy to get, but like an easy answer. I was just thinking about it. I'm between two, but I'm just gonna pick one.
Well, just get
I know
two.
Bo, I know. Yeah,
the two that I would say would be Rory.
I'm surprised nobody said Rory. I just don't know how he would be like in a personality.
So here's what I would say. I'd say Rory's the one I couldn't not say.
Right.
But the one I kind of feel is Zalatoris.
Ooh. I love Will Zalatoris.
I've seen some interviews.
That's a really good one.
I think he kind of brings something. He's got a little fire to him. He can shit talk.
And of course.
And he's a good player. And I think the video would be really good. We start chirping him on short putts and things like that. Like, I think we can play into that. I think he'd be a good time.
Yeah. Hey, look, possibilities are endless.
John Daly?
John Daly would be really good. JD's, that's a missed one for me.
But that's like a Tiger thing. It's like Tiger, John Daly, everybody else.
Rory's a good one. I mean, I think yeah. I might even I mean, just anybody star would, power
I
mean, too.
If you told me we had a chance of Rory, I'd freak out. But I was just thinking, like, from a competitive edge, I don't know how he would... I just don't know what he would bring. I feel like he's very, very PC and like very like, I don't know if he would open up as much as some of these other guys.
He was good in the foreplay video. He gave him a lot. I think I changed my mind.
Cam Smith, me versus him, 18 holes, 1v1.
Bingo. That is a YouTube short. Yeah.
All right, folks, we are off. We got to go do the challenge now. We actually tee off in 4 minutes, which should be an interesting transition here. We love you. We appreciate you. Keep an eye out. The Breezy Apparel, I don't even know, might be out by now. Probably not.
November 23rd.
November 23rd, Bobda Sports brand, Breezy Apparel, breezy.com, breezygolf.com, that is. Like, comment, subscribe. We love you, folks. We appreciate you. Off to the drinking challenge we go. We will see you next time. That's another edition, Bobda Sports.